Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Nan Cohen Total Talk Summer Obernauer Insurance, and then Marlene and Dorothy's Candies, just weeks away from that big celebration. It's so good to see you.
Well, hi, Robbie.
How are you?
Got off the plane.
I know, you got some sun.
Yeah, and I'm like down here at the home show. What could be better? Sun's shining now.
So what's going on in Miami before we get summer in here?
Miami is in a world of its own.
That's
really
true.
Sure. This should be now known as the home of Rob Pratt and Garden Show, because I've been here. I saw Summer here earlier this week. He and his lovely bride came over and said hello. But this is my sixth day broadcasting here. They're going to be here all day. And, of course, tomorrow, KDK will continue to broadcast after the 2 o'clock news. Absolutely love it. But home, when you think of home, you think of covering your assets as in insurance, and that's why
100%
he's here. You like that,
100%.
That was great.
You really pulled that one out, didn't you?
It's been a long week.
Oh, I think he needs to go to Miami.
Oh, I'd love to.
We can arrange it.
Summer, can you get me to Miami?
Listen, after what Nan did in South Beach, I don't know if you want to have any association with Miami and people knowing you're from Pittsburgh. I heard they just tore it, her and Don, they tore South Beach apart.
We were up
club after club.
We didn't do any of that stuff.
So Easter is the 31st of March, and Passover is the 21st of April. It starts Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a late start date, right?
Correct.
All right. So
correct.
I'm looking forward to Passover as much as I am Easter.
Hey, I did a stroll through as I got down here a little early today.
Yeah.
I did a stroll through, and I was shocked. I said, oh, Summer could talk about this and this and this and this and that. So let's get into it from Mr. Insurance Specialist.
Wait, before Summer talks about this and this and that, Nan, lemon hush in, like you got me last year, with the chocolate covering. Purim comes before Passover, Nan.
That's next week.
Just reminding you.
Oh, you thought I forgot.
Yeah.
Rob, you'll get him in the studio next Saturday. He'll have some.
That's right.
Don't
okay.
you worry
That's
now.
That's the deal. So
I'm the honorary member of that great faith. Never forget that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Summer.
So as Rob said, Carol and I were there last week. And Nan, as you have strolled through there is vendor and supplier and company after company after company. And, Rob said he's been there 6 days. Does it really pay to show there? And just from last week, from the time that, you know, that Rob saw us, we literally, you know, bought a refrigerator. We have, you know, two other appliances we're going to look at. Somebody came last week to, you know, give us an estimate for, you know, for mulching and for some garden and some river stone. Somebody else came to do pointing. So I believe there's a lot of business written at this show or leads generated at this show. And when you're going to do that as a consumer, you have to protect yourself and know who you're dealing with, because I mean, they have this nice booth, you know, with these four shiny hot tubs, or, you know, or swimming pools, or these barns, and you wonder, okay, they're going to come to my house and do work. What happens if they damage something, or what happens if they, you know, are doing work and, you know, they're cutting down trees and it falls on, you know, on my neighbor's house? Or how many roofers are there? I mean, there must have been 40 roofers there if there was one. Everything from asphalt shingles to steel roofs. And what does that mean from an insurance standpoint? You know, you're making a big investment, and it's going to increase the value of the house. But, you know, is it something you should let the insurance people know? Because, you know, maybe your premium is going to go up because of that. But the truth is, that's an example, you know, of something that's going to help your premium go down. That's the largest loss potential for the insurance world. And if they know that you have a new roof, something that's not going to, you know, cause leakage, or it's one of the it's a new type of, you know, steel roof or metal roof, or, you know, you're replacing, you know, slate with 30-year fiberglass shingles, you need to talk to your insurance people, because again, all that's going to do is just save you money on the cost of the premium. So the home show has a lot of things, but there are some insurance aspects of it that you need to be aware of, you know, as a homeowner and as a consumer.
Well, it's amazing to me as you're looking at things, and the stuff that it's sometimes not discovered within your home, like the waterproofing and the those things that are on the inside that people don't realize. It's not always the stuff that you're keeping safe, that once you have it, you got to do these things, the upkeep of the house.
A lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. And those things need to be protected as well. I mean, I heard you were talking about water issues earlier today.
Yeah.
I mean, were you talking about it with Andy? Because, yeah, I saw you talking with him, you know, last week.
Right.
And when you have a company that's going to start digging around your foundation, you better be sure that they have insurance, and that heaven forbid that they do some type of damage to your foundation, that you have somebody that you can go and you know, get help or get your money back, or, you know, they're reputable. That is a huge, huge issue in Western Pennsylvania with mine subsidence, with you know, with water in general, with all these creeks that are underground that are causing people problems, and, you know, they go to have them addressed, and sometimes that people can make the problems worse. So you need to be dealing with somebody who is reputable, has a good track record, and heaven forbid, you know, they can back up their work.
All right, we're going to get out for a break. We'll come back on the other side. We're at the Home and Garden Show, final weekend here at the Convention Center downtown. Rob Pratt along with Nan Cohen. Marlene coming up from Dorothy's Candies, and more of this great broadcast from this incredible, the largest home and garden show in the country. Hundreds of exhibitors, special show discounts, and more. So stop by all weekend long. This is KDK, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Your Pratt Pack, Marlene and Nan, Dorothy's Candies, moments away. Summer Obernauer joining us on the phone lines, being patched through our great radio stations. Zach Moore producing in Green Tree, KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And it's back to more of Obernauer Insurance Agency with Summer Obernauer.
I miss Zach today. But you're doing a great fill-in for him.
Yes. Oh, Seth. Seth's off the charts.
I know. I'm loving it.
The guy
loving
producing
it, loving
here
it,
in person doing
loving
a great
it.
Job.
All right. So we've got Summer Obernauer, Pittsburgh Insurance Specialist. Let me tell everybody, you can find Summer Obernauer at Obernauer Agency. Let me back that up. See, I'm still on Miami time. ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. That's O-B-E-R-N-A-U-E-R, InsuranceAgency.com. 412-489-6443. Okay, talk to me more about this, what's going on down here at the what?
You want me to jump in here?
No, I want
a bit of jet lag. I can handle it.
Yeah.
Summer, let me ask you.
No,
roofing. Roofing,
oh,
a big
okay.
ticket item in
roofing.
The spring. And, you know, people always seem to kind of go back when something happens to their insurance company. And insurance companies are making sure that they're taking a closer look now when it comes to getting your roof restored. So talk to me about insurance and that almighty thing that you need to cover everything that is the biggest investment of your life, your roof. Go ahead.
So, Rob, you call me and say, you know, I have a leak. You know, I have a leak in my roof. I mean, okay, maybe it's from the storm. You know, maybe it's from a storm. Maybe it's from high wind. Maybe you just have been ignoring it, and you know, and it's been ongoing. And now this latest storm has started to cause problems for you. So, all your homeowners insurance, no matter who you buy it from, you know, like anything, covers sudden and incidental. So if there's damage from a storm that comes, it's covered. If there's damage because you haven't been up on the roof to replace the shingles, it's not covered. So what technology has allowed insurance companies to do is go to Google Maps and type in your address and look at your roof in 2024, March 15, 2024. Then they will do the same thing, and they have the capability to bring up that same picture of your roof in 2023, in 2022. It's out there. And they will say, you know, Rob, I'm sorry to tell you, but, you know, those shingles that you said happened in the storm, we went back and looked, and now that they've been gone for a while. We're not going to cover this. Or they might say, yeah, Rob, they were there before. They're not there now. It's covered. It happened in the storm, so it's covered. So insurance companies are using technology, stuff that was not available as recently as, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, to better help them assess damage to the roof. Plus, also, now you don't have somebody coming out, putting a ladder on the house, climbing up on the roof. There's a potential, you know, fall, you know, or an accident. So, you know, they're also using technology to protect their workers. And, you know, the big thing is for insurance companies, because it's less expensive. So does that answer your thought there with roofing, Rob?
So Google Earth has come a long way, has it not?
Google Earth has come
watching.
A long way. And it may not be Google Earth. It may be another, you know, piece of technology. But it's something similar to that. The reason I mentioned that one is because that seems to be the most popular things that people know. But getting back to the home show and, you know, and whether it's having your roof repaired or whether you're buying a new hot tub or putting a pool in or doing, you know, other work to the house, you know, Nan and I have talked for years, and you and I have talked for years. You just need to have a conversation with me or with your insurance company, because the replacement cost of your house just went up. Because you're spending $24 as opposed to, you know, when you bought your house, you know, maybe a decade ago or 20 years ago, 10 years ago, however long that you've been there. And you want to be sure that, heaven forbid, something happens, that it's covered. So I can't tell you how many policies that I look at in a month's time where they do not have replacement costs on their house. They have actual cash value, or they have what is called structural value. So what I mean by that is you have plaster in your house. I mean, Rob, you have an old house. I don't know if it has plaster or drywall. But if something happened, most people will say, oh, okay, let's just replace that plaster with drywall. Okay, so that costs less, so the insurance costs less. But people want, some other people want their molding or their solid wood doors, you know, or their casement windows back to what they had before. And if you don't have replacement costs in your homeowner's insurance, you could be in a lot of trouble to get back what you have. So again, you're doing remodeling. Now's a good time to check your homeowner's policy. Will it cover what you are doing? And it'll most likely save you some money, you know, with the new furnace, new windows, new siding, new roof.
Good stuff.
He's always got the information, yeah. Doesn't he?
This is a perfect place to be talking insurance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we always say, what's my line to you, Summer? It's better to be proactive than...
Right. Right.
So we've got the reactive things.
Dan, when
reacting.
You walked by there, did you see the greyhounds? Did you see the greyhounds and the other puppies that were there?
No, I did not.
I did the other day.
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah. I mean, I could have sold 11 pet insurance policies if I would have had the booth, you know, right next to them. Oh, they were so darling. And it's just something else that, you know, at the home show, you might not think of, but there was somebody there, you know, selling pet insurance. I'm sure they were doing a banged up job because, you know, as spring comes, you know, people add little ones to their, you know, to their homes, and that's just as important as, you know, as covering anything that you do inside your house.
Well, when you're talking about the pet insurance, I think that, you know, you've educated everybody so much on the fact that pet insurance has come such a long way. You know, it's not, it was so limited many, many years ago, and it's just so changed around, and it's definitely worth a discussion. And let me tell everybody, you can find Summer Obenauer. Yep, he goes north, south, east, and west. Give him a call, 412-489-6443. ObenauerInsuranceAgency.com. That's OBERNAUER, InsuranceAgency.com. You got to check out his social media. Lots of good stuff up on your website, social media platforms. We're always telling people, join along, because you keep them up to date on your ever-changing industry.
Summer, anything else to summarize?
Well, no, it's right. Just right. I was in, you know, Marlene is coming up, and I was in a customer's. Yeah, I went to their store yesterday. They got some new equipment that needed to be added onto their business policy. And as I walk in, you know, I say hello to them. They say, "Do you have any Dorothy's candy samples that you can give us while you're here?"
That's me.
Smart people.
That's me.
Yeah. That's a sweet deal.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Summer.
Hey, Summer, just so you know, I do have the traveling bunny in my car, and he is seat belted in. Every year I take the traveling bunny. It's bunny in a box, right, Marlene?
That's right.
And I put him in the back of my car, and he's got a seatbelt on, and people actually come up and look at him back there.
He's nice looking.
He's belted in.
Have bunny will travel.
That's it.
Hey, Summer, always a pleasure.
Keep up the great. High passenger lane, because there's two people.
I guess with my bunny,
yeah,
I haven't tried.
Right.
Yeah, I can try it. But,
sure.
And Summer's going to be back next week.
All right, Summer. We'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Summer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let them know what's coming up.
We got Marlene from Dorothy's Candy. She's sitting here with, so many yummies.
Oh, yes.
I just don't know what we're going to do.
Listen, that bunny that she brought.
Is that gorgeous?
We're going to break it open and eat it.
We did a bunny eating contest yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, she and I. Which way do you eat your bunny first?
Ears.
There you go. You're with me.
Absolutely.
I went for the tail last year, but I changed it up this year and went for the ears.
She did.
Short break. We'll come back. It's all Dorothy's Candies to the top of the hour at the Home and Garden Show, KDKA Pittsburgh. Oh, the deliciousness is all around us here at the Convention Center because Dorothy's Candies, just a few of the sampled products that have already been sampled. A bunny's ears are missing as we speak.
Who would have done that?
I have no idea.
Who would have done that?
But we are going to talk to Marlene now, and this is the place, go-to place. People love it. It's your tradition, so hop on in because it's that time of year, Easter, that big holiday that's all about that delicious, incredible chocolate that you can only find at Dorothy's Candies. Nan.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
I waited to tell you this. You know, there's some commercials running on the station for this time of year of all the flavors that they do of these famed eggs, which we have here. And somebody stopped me down at the supermarket. I'd parked the car and got out. And they said, excuse me, I think I know you. And the conversation went on as follows, that they stop and listen to every flavor I say that you make in the famed eggs. And he said, our family tradition is we know to head to Dorothy's when the commercial comes on, KDKA, to head down there. And he says, I stop and I listen. I have to hear every flavor. And I thought, you know, and I, for me, my takeaway was he was absolutely happy. And he did ask me, by the way, if I had candy in the car.
Yeah.
So, and I do have the traveling bunny. Did you know that? He is belted in my car.
You know, these famed eggs are very popular. We've had people calling still around Valentine's Day asking when we're going to start to make the famed eggs. There's so many wonderful flavors of them. They love them.
It's unreal.
And we have them now.
And I thought, wow, Rob, isn't that a good point? The little girl here is making the tradition of the famed eggs for Easter.
I listen to those commercials, too, but just for the inflection of your voice. I love those commercials. They're really good.
But it's funny. I really do. I love being in that store. I love hearing it when they stop you and they talk and you think, geez, I'm part of a tradition for Easter. Well, I don't know about the tradition because I guess it was yesterday you and I went at it and we went terrorize the bunnies down there. We're eating. And look what's coming in on the social media because people are very serious with the way they eat their bunnies. Did you know that?
Absolutely. It's a tradition.
It is a tradition.
I brought my bunny down here. I'm at the home show with my bunny that I ate the
ears off. We had that growing up. Well, our parents always got these bunnies and decorated our buffet with them. And it was something that we kids always did. You know, we'd open those up and would tackle the ears. I know you had a different thought.
Well, I didn't have any thought because it wasn't a tradition for me. But last year I ate the tail.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do, too, my mother, God rest her soul, hide the Easter baskets.
Oh, you had they were hidden and you had to go find
them? Forever. I mean, I was like, Mom, I'm 30. Don't you think it's time
I love it.
But she'd put them all over it. And it was really kind of neat.
Yeah, we do that. Our kids were little, and much younger, of course, and we would hide their baskets. They'd have to go for them.
I had the same Easter basket for 20 years. It was my basket. That's the basket I had.
That's it. Our kids had the same thing. You know, it's like they want everything they get in that basket. And you have four children. They better be the same size basket.
And the best part, when you'd get them down for the Easter season, underneath the grass that was left in there, there would always be a jelly bean or two.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Great memories.
Think of the memories that Robert and this wonderful organization, company, memories that people right now, somebody just walking around here or coming into the home show, Dorothy's Candies, or maybe they're back in town. I haven't heard that name in forever. And it takes them right back, as it just did moments ago with me in my childhood, and Easter time.
It's just like Christmas, along with the Easter. Everybody has their traditions. We hear them when they come in the store and wanting to pick out their things. The grandparents will talk to the children, the grandkids, about how they did theirs, you know, or the mom will tell the kid, oh, when I was little, grandma would get me this or something. And it's wonderful to hear. And it's a wonderful thing. Dorothy's goes on a lot of tradition for people.
Well, I'll tell you, it sure puts a smile on Robert's face when he pulls the Easter molds out.
Right.
Because the memories flood back for him as the owner of Dorothy's. He is just, and it's always, I watched him yesterday as he was looking at these bunnies. That was his mom's creation, her idea, and My gosh.
And
we're 76 years down there.
He started as a toddler with her in her shop, which used to be in the basement of her home.
That's the way it usually works in those family businesses, right?
Right. And he has a lot of her molds.
Look,
yet.
He wants it to work, but that guy is such a people person.
Yes.
He loves talking to people about that product. And he lets them just go on and on. And he savors every minute, just kind of like you did those ears on that rabbit not too long ago.
Well, I think the amazing thing is when you stand in the store and you literally watch people taste their memories. And it's the generations that are there, great-grandchildren and grandma, great-grandma standing there, and she's got the smile, and the little ones have the smile, and they're both tasting the exact same thing. It blows me away when I stand there and I listen to these stories.
We do have people who walk in, and they right away say, "Where is?" because that is what they want.
Or what's funny is, when these little famed eggs come up, they go in the same spot every year.
They do.
And you see people open the door. It's like, don't talk to me. I'm going to go over there. And they're on a mission. And like,
don't get in their way.
Honest, I have to tell you, I brought some mallows down. All the eggs are here. I'm going to read the flavors. But they go for theirs. And let's say the coconut needs to be refilled, the coconut egg, right? Mm-hmm. The coconut royale egg. They're first, is there more? It's like, they panic.
Do.
They get in this panic mode because, is that it? That's it? That's all you got?
They will call.
We'll get somebody to fill that up for you.
They will call ahead of time just to make sure we will pack their bags so they won't sell out at that time. So they're sure they have them. It's wonderful. The people absolutely love these eggs. Many, many different flavors.
And the molds, I'm sure. Some of these molds have been around forever, making these bunnies, making all this
76
stuff.
Years, Robbie.
I mean, that's an heirloom right there.
We have bunnies, years. And we have crosses, and we have chocolate eggs with nuts in them. We have all kinds. We have the flavored famed eggs. We have little... so many different type of little designs of chocolate, not just a bunny to go around that people enjoy. We have a Scotty dog. I'm not sure where that came, but somebody asked for it once and it sells.
And they put it in there in those Easter baskets. And I'm going to tell you, the bunny ears up, the bunny ears down, the bunny ears on the motorcycle. I mean, there's so
many different brands.
Bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavors as well. You just can't. I always say, one bite. And you'll know you're talking Dorothy's Candies.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the 1 pound eggs.
How's that go?
Good.
There you go.
One bite, and you'll know it's Dorothy's Candies.
The
1 pound eggs, the flavors are amazing. I before I left for Florida, I watched the chocolatiers there make the fruit nut egg.
Oh, that is a...
Rob, you talk about...
It's amazing.
...artiste.
Yes.
These, the hands that make them, and people would just be mesmerized how each layer is made.
And this comes from his mother, too, because there are so many layers to this to make sure when you cut that egg, you are getting fruit and you are getting nuts in your bite.
There has to be something to it because, I mean, I actually see them talking to themselves. They're looking at the product, and the finished product just speaks for itself.
Yes. It's very popular.
I don't even like fruit nut eggs, and I'm sitting there trying them. Yeah. And they're educating me as to exactly what you said, that you want everything in that
piece. It's
that
a big process to make a fruit nut egg. It really is.
I tell you, they're great. It's all good.
Some people might think you just take your nuts and fruit and just throw it in there and mix it all. No, it's set out. It's a pattern. And then by hand, they're putting in the nuts by hand to make sure they're and fruit, same way, to get the fruits in there so that there is some in every bite that you take.
You know, some people like peanut butter and chocolate, and I get that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's my favorite.
But I've always loved coconut and chocolate.
I love that, too. I do.
That was a subtle hint, Marlene. Oh, next week when you're in, ladies, can you bring me some coconut?
Listen.
Coconut?
It's very good. Nan doesn't like it, but she's not a coconut person, but it is so good.
Whenever she shows up, we always have a studio audience, whether we're at the convention center.
It doesn't matter where you are, huh?
I'm telling you, people absolutely love it. Listen, tell everybody about your hours, where you're located, then we're going to go to break.
Okay, we are located in White Oak at 1228 Long Run Road, and we are open right now on Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
And when we come back, everybody wants to hear me read all the flavors and see if I make a mistake.
And they might even be surprised to hear some of the flavors we have in these wonderful chocolate desserts.
You definitely want to check that out and how sweet it is. We're going to come back with Marlene and Nan. One more segment. Been a very long week here, but I've loved every minute of it. And we'll be back here on the radio, our great Odyssey team, after news at 2 o'clock today. In the meantime, it's the Home and Garden Show. It's your Pratt Pack today on a Saturday with Dorothy's Candy and Nan Cohen Total Talk on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Stay with us. Before the curtain comes down on your Pratt Pack today, Natalie will be here after news at 2, and Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, next hour. It's Nan, it's Marlene, it's Dorothy's Candies on KDKA.
Yay!
Let's do this thing, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's eat it.
They want to know. Nan, please give us those famed eggs. What are the flavors? Are we ready, Mar?
We're ready.
Let's do this. We got buttercream, Jody Lee's marzipan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fudge nut, fudge cream, maple cream, coconut royale, peanut butter, mallow, vanilla nut, tin roof, pecan mallow, fruit and nut, cherry cream, raspberry cream, paw prints, coconut almond royale, Carmelo, my favorite, orange cream, strawberry cream, maple cream, and guess what? They do them in dark, because that's what everybody says.
Not all those flavors, but
I have the dark flavors for you. Ready? Let's roll. Peanut butter, buttercream, coconut almond royale, coconut royale, raspberry cream, fudge cream, orange cream, fudge nut, and maple nut. And one bite and you'll know.
Oh,
sure, Dorothy's
so good.
Candies.
Yes.
I do want to tell everybody, I take pride and joy with that website, because I always watch stuff that goes up and on and this and that. And let me tell you, dorothyscandies.com makes it so easy. Get those orders in, get them placed on there, and Marlene, your team takes care of it right from there.
We do. Just walking in that store, you will love it, seeing everything. We have been selling so much, and we have been replenishing, but we're coming down to our last couple of weeks here, so we hope you get yourselves in there, and or give us a call at 412-678-2723 and place your order, and we'll ship it out for you whenever you would like.
And we're going to be shipping it right to the studio next week, Rob. Coconut, just for you.
I got a bunch of lovely coconuts. Remember that song? That was a great song. My mother used to sing that around Easter time, as a matter of fact.
I just wanted you to pull out one more time before we leave that KDKA little jingle there. You did that really well.
Pittsburgh.
There, go ahead.
Listen, no, KDKA, Pittsburgh. I mean, that's what I heard my entire life.
Yeah. Flood the memories back.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those jingles, man.
Oh.
That's what made me want to get into radio. And, of course, some of the great talent. Let me tell you, I had a quick, just my dear friend, God bless him, Mike Levine, the first person I ever met when I came into KDK. And I was fascinated because he had a manicure, like your late husband, always perfectly neat, coiffed, beautiful pinky ring, and he was eating this delicious, like, chicken. So the other day, I'm coming into work, I'm sitting there, I had my dad's ring on, and my pedicure and manicure looked really good, and I'm eating chicken. And I went, Mike Levine would be so proud of me. But listen, 1984, the very first person I met, a legend, and he couldn't have been nicer to me.
See?
There you have it.
And Bill Burns was actually the first, then it was Mike Levine.
Those were the days.
Oh, my goodness. We were talking about that earlier, getting into the windows downtown. Remember, you and I were just talking about
that. We crawled into the windows. But I have to laugh because, Robbie, I actually told our story about you and I being at Kennywood and the event that led to Kennywood, and we'll have to go back and talk about that.
Well, you have a minute now. Refresh my memory.
I just can't do it. It's Dorothy's Candies time. But you know what? You and I will have a chuckle when we get off the air.
Excuse me, I would like to mention, too, that we are going to be in Jefferson Hospital.
Oh, nice.
A three-day show coming up the 25th, 26th, and 27th. So if there's, for some reason, you can't make it down into White Oak, go into Jefferson Hospital on those 3 days.
It's so nice. They do that for the staff.
Yes.
So, you know, they're busy. And they
White
bring
Oak,
it in.
White Oak is really that, just such a great part of this community, the city of
Cambridge.
Yeah, it's got a lot of history. And this place has got a lot of history, too, and Robert's
sure
keeping it alive.
76 years.
And please thank all the chocolatiers and all the people that are working, like you, Marlene, and others, because you couldn't do it without that team. And, you know, to be a chocolatier, that's a gift. That's a real talent. That's craftsmanship.
They have a lot to learn when they do that. And they've come around, and they make some beautiful, beautiful items for us.
Well, I think it's so there's the passions there because, you know, this isn't, we talk about it's candy, but it's the memories. And I think, you know.
Listen, I'd give anything to go back. One more Easter at my grandmother's house in New Brighton. The best days
of my
life.
Those were the best, wonderful days. Absolutely.
The food, family gathering, yeah. Just, you know, the first sign of spring. But that chocolate, those novelty items, those the jelly beans and the bunnies and the eggs. And my parents always got fruit nut eggs. So later in life, I said, what is it with these fruit nut eggs? You just must have absolutely loved them. And my dad said, no, but we knew that you kids wouldn't eat them.
And they would have something left.
But you know what? You know you've really made it when you really appreciate a good fruit nut like you do. There's something unique. That's an Easter egg.
And think about when we were younger and celebrated these. It was on a Sunday, a day where everything is closed.
Yeah.
It's meant for family time.
You weren't
time.
Getting a gallon of milk.
No, it's meant for family time. Nothing was open.
So this will take you to a memory. The other day we were in the store, and somebody asked what a Jody Lee is. And Robert was standing right there, and he said, well, let me tell you, he said, do you remember when Kaufman's made an Anna Claire?
Yeah, man.
That's what the Jody Lee is the Anna Claire. And I stepped back, and because I didn't know. I read it.
Listen. If heaven is the 11th floor of Kaufman's and there are thumbprints waiting for you, I'm going to do everything I can to be good the rest of my time on this earth because that's where I want to be.
That's how Gimbel's was.
Oh,
I remember
going
to Gimbel's.
We were such a part of an iconic time
in
Pittsburgh,
it was wonderful.
And we're so lucky. And the memories are still being created every day that will last forever. So let's continue to make history at Dorothy's Candies.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Seth, thank you. Of course, Zach, great job. Earlier today, Jules, Marlene, good seeing you. Summer, thank you. Mark Moore, everyone here at the Home Show. It was a wonderful week plus day for me. Natalie will be here today after news at 2. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Hereth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.